This is episode 2081 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here showing up for yourself today. You are doing one of the best things you could do for yourself all day long. Meditation is one of the few rituals that benefits nearly every area of your life. In today's episode, you are going to discover how to break through stress associated with relationships. In this week's series, you are discovering a different meditation technique that helps you break through top stressors in your life, especially these days as we experience a pandemic and political, social, and economic disruption. So I will be sharing a meditation technique with you to help you manage relationship stress. And this has to do with the stress that you may experience with relationships with loved ones or in regard to people who might be confronting you, which seems to be happening more often these days. And you may not even really know the person, but you can still honor the person and bring out the best in regard to a stressful situation. The full 30-minute guided meditations, as always, I share those with you on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try that out for 2 weeks, free access to over 2,000 meditations. You get a stress breakthrough journal, as well as a stress guide in this week's series. So that's where you can go a little more deeply with your meditation ritual. I know that when I first started meditating, it took me a while to get to the point where I wanted to sit down and actually close my eyes with a straight spine and sit in stillness for even 5 minutes. That seemed like a long time for me when I first started meditating, and that might seem like a long time for you as well if you're new to meditation. I know many of you already have an established meditation ritual. You meditate consistently, but you like to keep your meditations dynamic and fresh, and so you enjoy the techniques I share with you each day. So whether you are a longtime meditator or you are brand new and just want to do a technique as you manage stress throughout your day, you are in the right place because we all begin our meditation journey taking time to feel comfortable feeling stillness and slowing down. It can take time to begin to feel stillness in your body, so honor that. Just do what feels right for you. So I want to ask you as well about your challenge. Every week you have a challenge that I encourage you to do each day of the weekly series. Well, your challenge for this week is to give yourself a midday stress test. That means at some point in the middle of your day, stop and notice your level of stress. Rate it on a scale from 1, meaning you're not feeling stressed, to 10, meaning you are maxed out with stress. So rate your level of stress and then think about what is contributing to that stress. This is where you gain some real insight as to how you're living your life. Because even though we might think that we know what's going on with our lives and what's contributing to our stress, certainly the pandemic is a stress contributor, but there are other things that you may not really pay much attention to that also contribute to your stress. And so doing a stress test in the middle of your day can give you some great insight and help you start to manage your stress in a better way, or even remove certain stress triggers if you possibly can. But what you can do is manage your reaction to stress. And that's what relationship stress, our technique for the day, is all about. And it has to do with compassion, especially when we feel we're being judged or criticized by someone else, whatever the relationship means to us. It hurts. It can feel like we don't matter. It feels like a denial or a rejection. Your first instinct when a loved one or anyone criticizes you may be to lash out in anger, to express your pain. And when you do this, it often adds fuel to the fire. It usually creates a rift. And sometimes some things that are said or done can damage a relationship beyond repair. And this happens. And it doesn't necessarily mean you need to repair all relationships, because some relationships are just toxic. It helps to relate to your anger and your pain and your fear by considering how you've managed fear and anger in the past. Think about when you acted immaturely. Usually it has to do with anger you may have experienced when you were younger. So two people can be fighting over the same parking spot at a grocery store and act like their five-year-old selves acted. You might notice that you respond in a mature, thoughtful way towards someone, yet they continue to respond to you with the emotional maturity of a five-year-old. So think about how you respond to others when you're experiencing relationship stress. And think about, in your own life, how you responded at different stages and at different ages. And see if there's a correlation in regard to maybe some wound that you still carry with you from different experiences in your life. And notice if certain relationship stress triggers those wounds that may cause you to act in a way that makes you feel disempowered to the point where you're not responding with that much emotional maturity. And when you regard your response to anger and upset in relationships, you can have more compassion for yourself. And you can also have more compassion for others. I read a while ago, and I don't remember the source, but it was by a psychologist who had done research on relationships and people who betrayed their partners. So there was some infidelity. And in this research, it showed that usually people who betray their partners, especially if they betray them on a regular basis, they have some wound from their childhood to where they don't feel loved, and they have a hard time emotionally connecting with their partners. And so they do what is termed false intimacy, where they are intimate with many others, whether they're in a relationship or not. It's this promiscuity that happens, and it often stems from a wound from childhood. So when you can regard someone who is harming you in a compassionate way by considering that they likely received some kind of emotional wound in their life at a certain age, and you can often tell the age by how they're emotionally handling themselves, you can begin to feel more compassion for people and also for yourself. So as you settle yourself down today and begin to calm your mind and body, begin to think about your own difficult relationships in your life, or even difficult experiences you may have had with even random people, maybe losing your temper with someone. And when you think about how you responded, consider if you responded in this way because of something that may have disempowered you at a certain time in your life. And then begin to allow yourself compassion. You could visualize someone with whom you struggle with in a relationship. Consider how they respond to stress in the relationship, what they do, and consider if maybe they are living out the aftermath of a wound from their past. You could even imagine at the age they received the wound, the more childishly they act. So reflect on this as you meditate today and feel compassion for yourself and also for the relationships in your life. You are so worth slowing down for.